Gana Timiranda Sya Ganatana Shivakaya Chakshura Militanyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pashyachadi Satarane. Okay, today is a very auspicious day for this. This is the disappearance day of Srinivasa Charya. So you might say he's the first book distributor. He was a top student of Narada, of Jiva Goswami. And they had all the books of the Goswamis, which were very special. So he was ordered to take them to Bengal for distribution. And there was only one copy of those books. They had to get people take it and copy it, and then that's how they were distributed. So his fame, what we know the most, is he wrote this song, Goswami Ashtakam. And if you, I'll try to go over some of the things that were in that video, because even I had trouble with some of the English, with the New Zealand accent and different accents. But he gives the real mood of the Goswamis, which is the mood of giving Krishna to everyone. He says he offers respectful obeisance to the six Goswamis, Rupa, Sanatan, Raghunath, Bhatta, Raghunath Das, Jiva, and Gopal Bhatta. You don't have to repeat that. They're always engaged in chanting the holy name of the Lord and dancing. And they're just like an ocean of love of Godhead, and they're popular with the gentle and the ruffians. Because they're not envious of anyone. Whatever they do, they are all pleasing to everyone. And they're fully blessed by Lord Chaitanya. Thus they are engaged in missionary activities meant to deliver all the conditions for that in the universe. So some of the most of those devotees, they were talking about that we have to be nice to people, pleasing. Whether they take the book or not. Leave them happy.
You know.
Our Vaishyathika Prabhu, he always stresses on that. You know, if you thank you, even if they say no, no, so well, thank you for your time. It was nice meeting you. And try to get them to chant the holy name. So it's that, you know, the devotees, when they're doing distribution, basically it's dancing, they're running around, calling out Bhagavad Gita, names of Krishna. In Sanatana Goswami, it mentions that particularly he would go around Govardhan Hill every day and he would meet many village people. And he would talk to them. He would say, what kind of crops are you growing? How many cows do you have? Did your daughter get married yet? So everybody loved him. And of course they saw, you know, he's such a devotee and always chanting, and then they would become more favorable to Krishna. This is something we want to strive for, to be pleasing to everyone. It's not easy. So this is missionary activity. And then they are expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures. Scrutinizing means really carefully, you know, taking it, finding everything. Not just quick reading, you know. Why? They wanted to establish eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. So that the consciousness of when we're distributing books, we should think this is for their benefit. We're trying to help people because we know that this is the best thing for them. So that devotees show compassion. People are suffering because they don't know Krishna. Like yesterday we went in one shop and the one young guy, he's there, he said, I'm not interested now. And I said, well, what are you interested in? Which is a mistake to say that. But I try not to say that because I found that those people, when I ask them, what are you interested in, they never want to tell you. They get angry. But so we should be friendly and say, okay, see you another time. Of course, if we have prasadam to give people, that's even especially
friendly.
Take the prasadam, take the mantra. Thank you very much. Sorry to bother you. So because they're thinking of the benefit of everyone, even when they're studying, they're honored all over the three worlds. We should take shelter. And let's see what's next. They're enriched in understanding Lord Chaitanya and expert in narrating his transcendental qualities. And they are, can purify all conditioned souls from the reactions of their sinful activities. By pouring on them the transcendental songs about Govinda, so they're expert in increasing the limits of the ocean of transcendental bliss. And they're saviors of the living entities from the devouring mouth of liberation. So we pray all the time, right? Everybody almost every day, Shaito Darpanamarjanam Bahumaha Devagini Nirvana. Tehran Kaira Vachandi Kavanan, Vijavan Jivanam, Anandam Bhuti Vardhanam, Pratipadam, Param Vijasparanam, Sarvam Asanapanam, Param Vijayate. Anandam Bhuti Vardhanam, increasing the limits of the ocean of transcendental bliss.
So Anandam Bhuti Vardhanam, Upkarthaki, the Anandam Samudhan, Upko Vardhanam, Upko Vardhanam.
So in the book, we're maybe not, we don't have to be so expert in speaking, because like one of those distributors said, I don't talk very long to people. The book does the preaching. Most people, if you talk too long, they say, okay, I don't need you. Now I know everything. So the best way is to, you know, is that we read the book, we try to scrutinize and study and read the book so that we're convinced, and then that will convince others. We just tell our own experience that this book is changed me, helped me so much, and people,
okay.
One of our best distributors in Bali, he just tells people, before I was drinking, I was chasing women, I was suffering like anything, but I read this Bhagavad Gita, now I am so happy. I think it can do the same for you.
You
can't argue with that. And one devotee in Thailand, I saw him, and he was distributing so many Bhagavad Gita. So I asked him, what are you saying to people? He said, well, he is the person who wanted to be a monk like his whole life. And he said, I'm telling him, I tried to be a monk, he was a Buddhist monk, he said, but I was always feeling lusty, I couldn't get rid of the lust. But I read this Bhagavad Gita and I got free from lust. People were, wow. So one devotee was talking like that in the government office. And one man, I don't need that. I'm enjoying life. You heard that before, right? So he said, okay. And he came back a couple months later to the same place. And this same man called him over. He said, okay, but you said you don't need it, you're happy,
you're enjoying.
He said, since you were here, I've been in the hospital 3 times. I can't smoke, I can't drink. I need that book. We keep trying. People, when devotees approach them again and again, you know, they get terrified if we're always nice to them. So then it describes the Goswami's life, and you know they threw off, they would give up the rich families and all whatever life they had, and they just lived a simple life.
So I was telling us that you heard my name.
And then it describes their sadhana. They were always engaged in chanting the holy names of the Lord. And bowing down in a scheduled measurement.
That
means a certain number of rounds. And they utilize their valuable lives in eating and executing devotional activities. And they conquered overeating and sleeping. I heard what you were saying. Actually, the first time I was managing American and run a Dhammadhar party, Samal Krishnamurti was the leader. So he told me, this is going to sound strange.
But make
sure everybody gets enough sleep, extra sleep, and they get good prasadam. We have to be rested enough to be able to chant
actively.
And the main technique, you know, everybody has their own personality and their own style, but the technique is to chant attentively good japa and read the books. Because if we're reading them, we're going to, of course, in almost every purport, Prabhupada is talking about preaching and giving and helping. But we'll be convinced. And this is great. And that conviction is very important. We need conviction and we need courage. To know that we're representing Krishna. And we're protected in every way. Conviction is the most to be convinced. Any salesman has to believe what he's selling is really good. So when a devotee is really convinced, he doesn't have to say much to people in this. So if you could hear what the distributors were saying, most of them are saying, they say basically the same thing, of course. That we're not just trying to distribute the most books, you know, and get our name in the newsletter.
We're
just trying to please the spiritual master by trying. Of course, if we're doing that purely, we may become the world's champion. One devotee some years ago, Harinamananda, he was for 2 years a world champion, didn't even know he was a world
champion.
So we can take shelter of the six Goswamis. And Srinivas Acharya, today is a special good day to pray today. Last verse that they're running everywhere. Where is Krishna? You know, oh Radharani, oh Krishna, oh Lalita, oh Nanda. Where are you? So we're looking to find Krishna, you know, in everyone's heart.
So
see that. Devotees that somebody mentioned at Atlanta, and someone said, Prabhupada, we're becoming pure, you know, by distributing your books. Prabhupada said, you're already pure. Otherwise, why would you do it? I think he said, we're becoming self-realized. But you're already self-realized. Otherwise, why would you go and tell people about Krishna if you didn't understand they're part of Krishna?
So
we never know who's gonna, you know, take the book. We're canvassing.
Okay.
Praying to Krishna, please let these people, you know, Krishna's in their heart, let them take it. We know that if we had fucked up, then they don't
mind.
So the distribution of books and preaching to people like that is very purifying. We're not begging Prabhupada, you know, we're giving people books, but we're begging them to take Krishna. We're not begging for their
money.
But they have so much money they're wasting, so if they give some to Krishna, it's more benefit for them. The more they give, the more they benefit. One Mataji in America, she was one of the biggest, and they would say, you know, how much? She'd say, well, Krishna says you should give everything.
But I know
you can't do that, so just give as much as you can.
It
kind of opens it up. I heard a couple of devotees on it. They said, not more than 1,000. They're talking about dollars. People laughed when they say that. One of my god brothers, he's still in it, he's very renounced. And they would say, like in America, they try to get out of it by saying, well, I only have a $20 bill, I only have small. So we would usually say, well, I'll give you change.
So,
no problem. He'd say, just give it up. It's just paper. It's paper, give it up. And he was so convinced that he was so renounced that he was just saying, okay. That can be done by some people, not everyone can do that. But monks traditionally in Buddhism, in Hindu, and in the Gurukula, in Christianity, they go begging.
So कई सारे जो जो संस्थाओं में जो है कृष्ण के लिए बुद्धिज्म में और जो जो रैग्नी होते हैं जो साधु होते हैं सन्यासी होते हैं वो गीता मानते हैं.
But the thing they get is a side effect. The real purpose is for purification. To develop equanimity. If you read chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita, what Krishna is saying, equal in success and failure, equal in fame and infamy, equal in honor and dishonor. Equal in, you know, victory and defeat. Equal in loss and gain. So many things. So that, you know, how are you going to get that way? You can't do it by just sitting down and, you know, when we go for book distribution, we face all these things over and over again. You know, somebody will say, get out of here, leave me alone, you people are nothing but a disturbance. Some people say, oh, I'm so glad you came, it's so wonderful you're doing this austerity. So great, you are wonderful. The devotees I was reading the other day, they were saying how, you know, somebody, hopefully in America you go to the car, you know, and they will stick a gun. I don't know in India if that will happen, but in some countries. So you have to learn to not get too excited if people glorify you. And not to get, you know, depressed if somebody refuses or nobody will take a book all day. We want results, but we can't be attached to such a person. The desired result will be that we become more and more determined to, like one of the devotees was saying, to look inside and see what is my consciousness, am I humble today, am I trying to really help people, or am I puffed up, or, you know,
तो अगर कोई पुस्तक नहीं दे रहा तो हम अपने अंदर देख सकते हैं कि हमारा भाव कैसा है, क्या हम हमारी किस तरह की हमारी चेतना है, हमारा क्या हम जो संभाव रह पा रहे हैं करते पा रहे हैं किस तरह की चेतना है.
So it's an important part of our sadhana is distribution, is preaching.
तो ये जो प्रचार है जो पुस्तक ग्रहण किया है हमारी साधना का भी बहुत महत्वपूर्ण अंग है.
So by, you know, we're talking to so many people, it's a great honor to be able to meet people and try to tell them about Krishna. There's no, you know, exact technique for everyone. Back in the 70s, you know, there was a few devotees that were distributing more books than anyone else. And some leaders told Prabhupada, we're going to make a movie and then teach everyone to do exactly what they do. Prabhupada said, no, everyone has their own genius. Like, I was in Greece, so there was a couple of devotees from America. They were very good book
distributors.
So they had their lines, you know, they would talk to people and very clever. Then we had one girl there, she was a local girl from the countryside. having trouble distributing. And they were trying to teach her to do like they do. You know, oh, we're looking for intelligent people, you look very, you know, whole thing. And she just couldn't get it. So I told her, look, you're very simple and pure. She's very pure, always chanting, just
completing that.
So I told her, you just tell people, I like this book. I like it very much. And I think you will like it. So she did that. And that day she came back, wow, today was so easy, so many people came by. And actually Prabhupada talked about each other. Very long time in the very first Los Angeles temple, there was about 5 rooms. And it was the disappearance of Bhakti Siddhanta. So Prabhupada was reading letters he got from his disciples, like as an offering to his guru. And everybody was saying, I'm so happy, I'm chanting, and I like Krishna so
much.
So then Prabhupada went around to all the devotees. He said, Nandarani, are you happy? Oh, yes, I'm very happy. Aniruddha, are you happy? Everybody said they were happy, of course. They said, I ask you just one thing. You know, you tell other people that you're happy. You don't have to know anything. Just tell them you're happy because of this chanting made you happy. They can't argue with that. If we try to tell them too much philosophy or that this is the greatest book and Prabhupada is the greatest guru, some people will say, this is the course we sell. But we're doing this, you know, for their benefit. And of course we benefit
also.
Lord Shiva, you know, he drank the ocean of poison. That was for the benefit of the people of the universe. And then there's a shloka that says that the greatest service is the great souls almost always voluntarily accept difficulties or suffering for the sake of others. So we go to a lot of trouble, and you know, we don't always realize how much trouble to get the books printed, and so many people are involved. Just in the immediate, you know, Prabhupada worked so hard to translate the books. And then he had to make devotees and get them to print the books and distribute the
books.
He had to manage everything himself in the beginning, telling everybody every minute what to do with the money and how to the first books, Prabhupada designed them completely. You know, what kind of paper they should use, what size type, what pictures. How much they should sell it for, everything. To get it going, now you know, people have learned and now they're doing it also. So, you know, so many employees are involved in this process. And we're dependent on all of them when we
distribute.
They all benefit also by we
distribute.
So many things that were mentioned in this movie were trying to invite people to the temple. Vaishyantika Prabhu is everybody's favorite book distribution teacher. He was my student for a few minutes. Then he surpassed me. He did much better. He started when he was 16 years old. Never stopped. But he always read the book so much. Always memorizing his book. And he had the shakti.
He
had the shakti. But he makes sure that all, you know, they all have the mantra card. And they ask everybody to chant the mantra, whether they take the book or don't take the book. Because they become very happy by chanting the mantra. And it doesn't cost them anything. Yesterday, we, you know, like I was trying to distribute books, so of course, like always, most of the people don't want it, but they already have it.
So when Maharashtra
was in the middle of the Maharashtra, he would say, but only two or three people wouldn't take the
prasadam.
Everybody would take that and they're happy. Thank you very much. But I did note one thing here, I don't know who to tell. But so many people said they're illiterate, can't read.
So,
so I was thinking we need a talking book.
Right?
In the rest of the world, in America, these talking books are really popular. You get the CD or they download it. Even if they can't read or they don't have time, everybody has no time to read. So that's something we can think about. And Russian devotees are distributing books, so they have also CD with kirtan. So many people, they don't want the book, but they'll take that. They'll become happy by hearing the kirtan. Next time you meet the devotee. The devotee is, you know, compassionate. Compassion is in medicine, in any kind of preaching, you know, the compassion is the main factor that makes us effective. In Ayurveda, you know, there's different factors. So one is the efficacy of good medicine. Then the doctor has faith in the medicine and also he has compassion. He wants to help them.
So उसका तो ये बात है कि मुझे सहायता करनी है लोगों की.
And then that the patient feels that.
और जो मरीज है वो इस बात
के लिए caring for them. So that was also stressed by most few of the devotees that you know that we have to care for people. They have to feel like this person really loves me.
तो ये बात भी मैं बताना चाहता हूँ कि करना चाहिए सब उसे देने की ये वाकई में मेरे लिए चिंता करती है.
In Hawaii, I was there, and one of the Maharajis, she'd been a long time, she was expert to give donations. But she was having trouble with the Japanese
people.
So she knew I was in Japan. She said, well, how can I get these people? So she thought I could teach her some Japanese tricky line, you know, that make people give a donation. I told her, you have to love them. She was very angry. No, you have to tell me how to, get the... So, but the next day or 2 days later, she came and said, you know, you're right. You have to love them. If we really love them, we really feel like, you know, we want to help these people. One Madhuri Gauri, she was a super big distributor. She left her body, but... She said, she was never married. She said, they're all like babies. I just think of them all like babies.
To
take care of them and help them. And the people would give her so much money. She really loved them. She really believed this book will help them. Other people have techniques. The men probably can't do this. One Maharaji in Japan, she was actually the world champion lady distributor for many years. And sometimes when people didn't want to take the book, she would just start crying. That's a good use of tears, but men usually can't do that. But for a woman, the tears are the supreme weapon. Srinivasacharya, I was saying, that he's famous for his tears. His clothes would become soaking wet from tears. But we should, you know, if we really, it's not, it's just what, you know, by trying and trying, these things can come out. And I heard one of the devotees, he said, you look really spiritual. The last one we watched, that's the Shastra Krit. You know, it's very good. And another devotee was Bhirupati, he was talking, he had a big Prabhupada
t-shirt.
He's my godbrother, 60 years old. But he's almost always the biggest book distributor in America. He's first one out, loading the van, driving, everything.
So
I went out with him, and he just says to people, oh, you look really spiritual.
तुम्हारा बता रहे हैं जो दोष है जब दोष है नहीं आप तो वाकई वहाँ पर बहुत अच्छे बहुत ज़्यादा आध्यात्मिक लगते हैं
जैसे I don't know what it is about you, but there's just something really.
They like that.
So I tried it and then I started to actually see people more as a result.
So Maharaj
started taking books. Every devotee that distributes his ways of getting through to people. Vijay Prabhu is saying he's telling people, in America they like this vibration.
So Vijay Prabhu is saying that in America vibration is the one.
He says, so you have, I feel a really good vibration from you. I don't know what it is, but it's really good, you know. People feel like, oh, this guy's my best friend. But that's the main thing, is to be very friendly and, make friends, be friends with
people.
Krishna's the best friend of everyone. So we're supposed to be also great Sarva Bhutana. You know, Kapila Dev first and third canto, everybody
knows.
Tikshava Karunika. Can you say that? Tikshava. Loud. Karunika.
Karunika.
Sure.
Sure.
Sarvabhutana.
Sarvabhutana.
So, those words are in Hindi also, right? Basically the same. Titikshava means tolerant. Arjuna tells Titikshava Shabharata. That's better. Don't be manipulated by the dualities of hot and cold and happiness and distress and honor and dishonor. Success and failure. Tolerate. And karunika. Mercy. Krishna's Karuna Sindhu, the ocean of mercy.
The
devotee is supposed to be merciful. So what can we do to help these people? Give them Krishna. So there's many ways to do that, but you know, here we're trying to think of just giving them books. But we invite him to the temple, so the people at the temple who are keeping the temple nice and the deity beautiful and the prasadam nice and all that, they're also part of it. And they're feeding us nicely so we can go out. And So many people taking books. And Bhagavad Gita, so many. In India, it's a little different. You know, most people think I have it or I know it. But still, they don't know
Prabhupada.
And other countries, they, you know, they don't know about it. They never heard about it. Some people.
It's
becoming more and more, you know, well known. Everybody's looking for Krishna. Because Krishna is Pratharaj. The reservoir of all pleasure. They want pleasure. Everything they do is they think they're going to get pleasure out of it. They, depending on their modes of nature, they do different things, but they want pleasure. So they'll take intoxication, or they'll go, you know, to the countryside, or they'll play golf, or smoke, or eat meat, whatever, and they think they're going to get pleasure. Krishna is the source of all that pleasure. You should go to the source. We're trying to help them. The highest pleasure, Krishna means the greatest pleasure. Not everybody will believe that, but that's. In Japan, we were selling mostly Krishna books, so they had, you know, big Krishna on the top.
In Japan, they had Krishna books that Krishna became water.
And people would ask us, what is Krishna?
They
say, Psycho no Yoga Kobi, that means the greatest pleasure.
So, Krishna.
And one night, one woman came up to me. Sex is the greatest
pleasure.
Krishna is the greatest pleasure, so remember that. That's why you're here, that's why you're happy, and you want everyone else to be happy. You have to share that. Next problem. Uh-oh. There's another problem. All right. I heard there was two, but nobody told me. So thank you very much. And I know you've all been many, many books. But don't worry if you don't do the most books or don't do so many. Krishna appreciates the effort.